Welcome to the Drunk to Who podcast. My name is John.
And I'm Steve.
That's right, Steve. And this is the podcast where we do what?
We imitate Barry White.
No, I'm a little under the weather, and I've been told I sound kind of like Barry White. When,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't really sound that bad, well, that good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what do we usually do? What do we usually do, Steve?
Thank you.
I shouldn't have mixed drinking and cough medicine. I shouldn't have, right?
Well, no, you should just drink cough medicine like it was beer.
Oh, what do you think this shot is?
You know, pour it in a wine glass, you know, swirl it around. Mmm, NyQuil.
So what the hell is this about?
This podcast is where we drink, we watch Doctor Who, we drink, we talk about Doctor Who all while drinking.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm in the right place.
Yes, you are.
You know, and today is you know what? It's episode 73 of our podcast.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about Cold Blood, which is the second part.
Yes, that's right.
Because the Hungry Earth was the first part.
That's
and
true.
This is series five, so it's we're still in Matt Smith's first
season.
Yes, and it's episode 9.
Okay.
Hey, do you remember what the first episode was about? Give me like a brief synopsis. Brief.
Oh, they meant to go to Rio?
De Janeiro.
Okay, so they were meant to go to Rio, so that's why...
they were dressed in, like, casual summer wear for England?
Yes, I
know.
They
still came out in, like, jackets and shit.
Jackets and long sleeves, except
did
for...
Did you not understand this is the equator?
Except for the really pretty lady had shorts on, so that was the one thing.
She's still wearing, like, a leather coat or something.
No, I'm just saying, like, the one bit of warm weather wear exposed her legs. Like, that's... I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
TV. It's TV. Anyway, so yeah, they were supposed to go to Rio, but they didn't. They ended up in England in 2020, which is just a couple years in the future for them, I assume.
Well, 10 years or so.
Oh, like 8 or 10 years. But it's like, oh yeah, because Amy was just like, hey, we're still together? And he's like, don't.
Because they saw themselves in the future.
Yeah, he's like, don't be so shocked.
But then shit's going on, and the doctor finds out about some sort of drilling.
Some sort of drilling that awakened some lizard people who kidnapped Amy and Mo?
Dude.
Yeah.
And then, like...
And a boy.
And a did they, boy.
Did
yeah,
they
the
kidnap
boy was,
the boy?
Right. But then, like, you know, but for whatever reason, the creatures under the ground domed off this little village.
Yeah.
Made it look like night, and then it wasn't night, and then it was day. And then they were... It was a lizard lady... And it's like, oh, I've got people.
Yeah, she's a pretty lizard lady.
She is a very pretty lizard lady.
Yeah.
I wonder if humans would ever find her attractive. I bet there's plenty of cosplay out there.
Oh, my God, is there?
Oh, you know what? Well, there...
Probably.
I think I hinted at the last. We will see this actress again.
Okay.
Possibly as a similar character.
Or as a companion in future seasons.
And maybe she has a human companion.
Oh, I don't know.
Who's also her lover?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
Okay.
Anyway, so, that would never happen. That just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So it ended with Amy in peril underneath the earth. Rory was still in the church, I believe. And the doctor had gone underneath with, I don't remember her name.
The lady.
The
lady doctor. Lady.
Yeah. Started with an N, didn't it?
I wish I wrote it down. My notes are on my phone.
Yeah. Basically it was all coming to a head. Oh, and Amy was about to be, it was implied that she was about to be dissected and put back together.
Nasreen. Nasreen Chaudhry.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the husband of the guy, well, the husband of the lady who was up in the, still up on the surface, the guy who was like sucked under the ground in the beginning, I think it was the cold open.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't want to be awake because when you're awake, they do terrible things. So basically they vivisected him.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah. So
they just pulled out his goopy bits and put it back in again, it sounded like.
While he was awake and fully aware.
Sounds unpleasant.
Sounds very unpleasant. So, yeah, that's what happened.
So, yeah, you lately have been telling me to say what's, because I've never seen any of this shit.
Right.
You were asking me, like, what's on this episode we're about to watch. You usually say 30 seconds or less. You just took, like, 18 minutes to talk about that.
Well, you know, I mean, it was, we had to, like, recap. So, Steve.
Yes.
The episode we're about to watch. That's called Cold Blood.
Yes.
And, you know, hey, since you talked so long, Jesus Christ, about that old episode that we watched, like, I don't know, a year ago.
I was all, or a week and a half.
Something. Hey, what's Cold Blood about?
Cold Blood.
Very briefly.
Cold Blood is about...
Don't say Truman Capote.
Oh, damn it. I probably said that before.
I think you did. I mean, it's an obvious one.
I know. So Cold Blood is about, well, the doctor and Nazreen are down in the city. And basically they get captured by the lizard people guard. And through shenanigans and whatnot, it turns out that they have to have a hostage exchange. Which I believe is what they went down there for. But like the pretty lizard lady is going to get exchanged for Amy Pond and Mo. But it turns out that there are political ramifications to what they've done. And it ends up the doctor is supposed to marry the king's daughter. And then... and basically they were about to do it because the because Matt Smith, the doctor, is basically like anything to get Amy back. And then the king's daughter, the princess, is like, what bullshit? This is some ugly human. I don't want to marry an ugly human. And then it was like a revolution and she kills the king and eats his brains. And in this ensuing chaos, the doctor rescues everybody and they run back to the surface.
And the people were never, the lizard people were never heard from again. Yay!
Or not for a while.
Okay.
Because on their way out, he like destroys the mine shaft.
The doctor gave the shaft to the Silurians.
He gave the shaft to the entire species.
Well, that's sad.
Yes.
The doctor is such a dick.
And then the lizard lady was basically like, no. And I don't know, she is cold-blooded, so they put her in a freezer to figure out what to do with her later.
So cold-blooded.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was good, Steve. Yeah. So that's going to happen today.
I believe, like, one of those things will happen, and it's probably the use of the word the.
You know, the odds are pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. Traditionally, this is the part of the episode where we drink a toast with alcohol. I didn't even ask before. Do you have a toast ready?
I do.
I just, as I was like thinking like 30 seconds ago, they were like, oh shit, didn't ask if Steve had a toast. Because it's a 50-50 shot whether you do or not.
Well, you know, but I always come up with something.
Oh, I know, but usually I give you more advanced warning.
Whatever.
And today we're having what, Steve, to drink?
I think you mixed up rum and vodka together.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't really have much in the house. So you brought some rum and vodka, a little bit of each bottle. What were the names we came up with? It was either vrum.
Vrum
or rotka.
And then the one we regretted was vodkum.
Well, anyway. We're going to have... Oh, anyway. So, hey, Steve, what's our Dr. Drunkter Who toast of the episode?
Half man, half plant, a goblin's favorite food. Oh, that was gross.
It just tastes like alcohol.
It tastes like cough medicine to me.
It does taste like cough medicine. Oh my God.
Oh.
It tastes, rum and vodka together tastes like cough medicine.
Did you put like half and half? Is it half and half?
Pretty much.
What's the ratio? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait, so goblins, what?
Half man, half plant, a goblin's favorite food.
It's from Labyrinth.
It's from Troll 2.
Why do you keep bringing up Troll 2? You love this movie so much.
No, I watched it recently for the first time, and it's insane. And I don't think I've brought it up on the podcast before.
Oh, okay. Maybe we just talked about it.
I think we just talked about it.
At IRL.
Yes.
I'm with it. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
You've got that look like, shut up and keep going.
No.
Shut up and stop.
Those are opposite things.
Oh, no. Wait. Your eyes are saying, keep going, but your mouth is saying, stop the fuck up, John.
Okay. Stop the fuck up.
All right. So we're watching an episode of Doctor Who.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see you on the other side, peeps.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yo. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what?
Wow.
Wow.
It just feels like we've watched that days ago. It doesn't seem fresh anymore.
No, it doesn't, because it's like 3 days later because the audio track was garbage.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, a lot of them. Beep, 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 beep. So instead of releasing the episode this morning like we should have, we're recording it. And we'll release it when we can.
It's like an emergency. John! He, like, you know, put up the Doctor Who signal, and I had to come out and redo.
Well, I threw up the John signal, which is just like a tipped over bottle of Malort.
Why tipped over, Steve?
Because there's nothing in it. We can't drink it.
Oh, but I don't know. It's...
No.
I had some this week.
I know you had some.
It was.
You see, you went drinking in a Chicago bar, and basically someone called your butt bluff.
Dude, there was a wall of Malort. I'm telling you. Yeah. A wall of Malort. And okay. I sent you the picture, and the picture was that was like one quarter of the thing.
So, and basically inside your head it was, Mr. Weiss, drink down that wall.
It was more like they had a shot special.
Oh yeah.
No, they had a beer and a shot special. Basically, it was like a Three Floyds.
Yeah.
And you can get any Three Floyds plus a shot of Malort for $5.
See,
the Three Floyds itself was $6.50.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, like even like later, someone's like, "Well, I don't want a shot of Malort." I'm like, dude, you know, get the beer and the shot. It's fine. I'll do your shot.
Yeah.
Like at one point, like, you know, like we had like people come over and like we're all doing shots, Malort, and like there were some newbies. I'm like, isn't that the most disgusting thing you've ever had? Yeah. And they're like, it's close. It's really close.
Yeah.
Hey, Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should talk about that, shouldn't we?
We should talk about Doctor Who, yes.
Okay. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
So, we
had a lot of technical difficulties, and it was it's unusable essentially. So we're gonna do this, and yeah.
So I can't act like, you know, like we didn't talk about it before, because it's like, you know, that whole thing with, you know, Rory at the end.
I know
that was like, wow,
sad.
It was sad. Yeah. It was sad. So hey, you know, I think in the thing before I had you give like a little refresher of like the first episode.
Yes.
So okay. So this episode, how did it start?
This episode, from what I remember, it starts out with, I think it starts out with, or no, the last one ended with the Doctor and Nazreen. Is it Nazreen?
Yes.
Yes. Taking the TARDIS down to the weird underground city, and then the lizard city of the lizard people.
And Lizard people.
Amy and Mo are basically strapped to like gurneys that are like, standing upright. And the guy's coming at Amy with a knife. And we see him take out like a key fob.
He's going to vivisect her.
Yeah.
And it's like, but because the Doctor and Nazreen were just kind of like, the Doctor's like, well, no, they'll never find us. And all of a sudden alarms go off. And that's just as like the guy's about to like start digging at Amy's chest.
With a knife.
With the knife.
And, he
space
like,
space knife.
He uses some weird like key fob. Instead of starting his car, he's going to lock Amy down. And then he puts it in his pocket, and then, you know, the alarm goes off and he gets distracted, and then Amy shows up. Amy is basically, after he goes away, and then Amy's like, oh, she has the key fob in her hand, and she's like, and Mo is like, what? How did you get that? And she's like, you've never picked a lizard man's pocket before? Like,
well, you know.
I am loving Amy. Amy is awesome.
Amy is awesome.
So they get away, and then they run, and then they see Elliot, the boy.
Oh, yeah.
They see him. Because that's Mo's son. Yes, Mo's son, Elliot.
It's my son, Elliot!
And he is...
I don't know why I made him Irish.
That's all right, whatever. They...
But he's all, like, hooked up. He's
in, like, suspended animation.
Right, exactly. And they were going to try and get him out, but they couldn't.
Well, basically, Amy's like,
don't fuck with shit.
Don't yank on tubes or nothing. Just, like, leave him there. And then we'll come back for him, I promise. And he leaves, they go.
But they do something, they find like some of the warriors are in suspended animation, but they arm themselves from them.
Yes, and Amy just like jumps right in there. The guy, Mo, is just like, what the fuck are you doing? And she's like, they're asleep. What are you going to do?
You know what? She's an experienced traveler.
And not that experienced.
Well, like, more than Mo.
I know more than Mo, but he's been traumatized
in the past.
I thought you were about to say more than most, and I'm like, no, every other companion has traveled more than her. But no, it's,
What, even Adam?
I don't know who you're talking about anymore.
You refuse him anymore?
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
So they're armed and dangerous. And
hell yeah, if you see redheads, they are dangerous. Yeah,
running around, and in the meantime, I think we meet, I want to call her Retcon, but that's not it.
The other lizard lady.
Yeah, Alea's sister.
She's like from the same like egg pod or something.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, it's like they're the same gene pool or something. Man, you know, maybe their mom had the same, you know, from the same litter. Let's just say. Except she's got orange on her head, which made her seem very different. Which I remember you're like, wait, those were the same? Like, Yeah.
I'm sorry, all lizard people look alike to me.
I guess so.
I'm racist.
You're Lizazardist.
Yes. Restack. Sorry.
Restack.
I looked it up really quick.
Sleestacks.
I
bet I didn't make that joke before. I probably did.
I don't know if you
I'm
did.
I'm consistent about my shit, usually.
I don't know if you did.
Well, you couldn't really re-listen anyway.
No,
so
it was garbage. It hurt my ears.
Your ears was hurted.
So Restack, I think she...
Well, she's like in charge of the. Let's just say she's
the warrior princess.
She's the warrior. Yeah, she's like the warrior. She's like the general.
Yeah,
and and she's just kind of like, you know, they're all vermin. You know, we must destroy the apes and all this sort of shit. You know, because they captured the doctor and Nasreen.
That's right. Yeah, that's
and
what
they
I was
were
going to
kill him real good.
Yeah. And I think is that when Eldaine comes in and says no.
Oh. What? Yeah, it's like wait,
no. Sorry, no. Amy and Mo come in with their guns.
Right.
They're like, weird, like, toy-looking guns.
Yeah, they're kind of zap, 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 whatever. Yeah. But, like, yeah, no, and, like, Restack was like, yeah, you say you're going to shoot us, you ain't going to do it. And she called their bluff, and they totally didn't. So they're captured. Oh, and in the meantime, up on the surface.
Oh, boy. Shit's going down.
Shit's going down. What's going down with that shit?
Tony?
Tony's the old guy.
Who is Mo's father-in-law, Ambrose's dad.
Ambrose, still don't get it.
I know. And
Ayala is up there, still a prisoner.
Yes,
and Ayala. Rory's up there.
And Rory and Tony and Ambrose are up there. And Tony, it finally reveals that he is dying from lizard people poison.
Yeah, there's lizard poison in him.
And because her poisonous tongue or tail has to recharge for 24 hours or something.
Well, that's what they do.
It was a weird like little thing. Like, it's basically introducing a weapon and then just immediately explaining why they can't use it a lot.
Well, but I have no problem with that. I mean, like, you know, when things evolve, I'm sure it was like one of those vestigial things, because now, you know, I mean, they're thinking beings. It's probably one of those vestigial things that just like happens as a fight or flight sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like the same thing happens like with rattlesnakes. When they like bite into something, they're basically shoving all their venom in there. And then they got to rebuild. I assume she's got to do the same thing.
Yeah, I know. But it was just a very specific, like, hey, 24 hours. That's why we can hang out with her and talk with her for a day.
Because,
you know, it just felt a little contrived. But,
well, remember she's like saying, you know, like, so Tony goes and confronts her. It's like, I don't feel good. And she's like, why aren't you dead?
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, I don't know. And he's got green veins in his chest and stuff.
And my guess is that she had dealt with humans, what was it, like millions of years ago or hundreds of thousands of very early humans, and apes. So we've evolved too, and maybe we're just like tougher with germs, modern medicine, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or poisons, not germs.
They kind of play a little fast and loose with where the Silurians came from, because for some reason I remember like they went underground when the comet was coming.
Oh yeah.
The one that hit like Cancun.
Because this is the like the Solarians, they have been in Doctor Who before, right?
Yes, yeah. Because okay. they were from earlier. They were like John Pertwee was when the first thing came out.
And but, he was from
it was the third Doctor, early '70s.
Early '70s, okay.
But like I don't know, I could be wrong, but I have a memory like they saw that this Earth devastation thing was gonna come. So we're talking millions of years ago.
Yeah.
There were not apes back then.
No.
You know, there were like little boll weevils or whatever. But like, you know, so they're alarmed and, you know, they were going to like go and sleep for a long till it was a habitation. Yeah. Again, but they're alarmed and go.
I assume Eldaine hits snooze.
Yeah,
he seems to be in charge.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah. So like, you know, so then they all get captured up on the rooftop. Surface. Ambrose, well, so Tony's like, oh, no, but like, you know, then Tony like talks to Rory. Rory's like, you know what? I'm a nurse, dude. You should have told me. I can help you.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Ambrose goes in and talks to Ayala. He's like, I want my son. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Like she I think Ayala was just like, I knew it would be you.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right. And then Ambrose pulls out some fucking like taser.
Yeah.
And starts zapping her. And apparently, I mean, the lizard people are not. Their weakness is electricity.
You know what? Did you ever zap a crocodile in the heart?
Twice, once on accident. The other one, just because I wanted to make him dance.
Well, I thought like the first time was on accident. The second time was on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to watch him dance. Heidi and I were in Florida. The manatee park, it was cold, so nothing was going on there. So we just started electrocuting crocodiles. Or alligators.
I bet she was goading you, too, wasn't it? I could see Heidi totally doing that.
Oh, yeah. She's like, after this...
You're not a man unless you start doing that.
After this, we're going to get face tattoos.
Oh, is that where the Winona Forever tattoo came on your arm?
No. It's Wino for now. I meant to say Wino for now. Damn it!
Well, you know, editing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, I just edited myself by saying damn it.
There you go.
Anyway,
so Ambrose ended up killing her dead.
Yeah, like quick,
too. Oh, yeah, quick. But then, okay, so after the doctor and all of them get captured, then it's just like... They put a thing up there and it's like, oh no, send down or we'll get killed or something, and they cut the camera.
Yeah.
You know, that camera that actually went on some like unplugged monitor from like that was in the church sale. I don't know.
Yeah, it was in the monitor from the church sale, but also like the lizard people have like cathode ray tubes and networking and stuff when they have been asleep for...
Everything old is new again, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, like flares. Okay. Like big pop, like big colors.
Oh, okay.
Orange comes back periodically.
Okay.
You know, like on her
head. Bottoms.
No, you've gone too far.
Okay, yeah.
You're a monster, Steve.
I'm sorry.
Monster.
I know. Speaking of monsters, the lizard people.
Lizard people.
So what they didn't do is they didn't like Weekend at Bernie's her and like hold her up. Like I almost thought that they were gonna like just hold her up to show her face or like in the background, like have her like
hi. Well, because what happened when they captured everybody, when the doctor, Nazarene, Mo and Amy were captured, and it's kind of like, you know, give us back our sister or we're going to kill them.
Yeah.
And then, like, then the doctor, the one who was going to, like, slice open Amy comes in. It's like, oh, this ain't cool. We ain't doing that.
It's Malachi.
Dr. Malachi, yeah. So he's like, no, it's cool. We're civilized. We don't do that.
He sides with Eldaine.
No.
Oh, no, this is before.
Before. Yeah, no. Okay. She's like, you have no power. I'm in control here. She's like, get out of here. And then like when they cut the camera like for when they cut the camera on the surface, and it's like, oh no, they're all dead because they were gonna kill Amy, and then Dr. Malachi came in with Eldaine, who was apparently the leader.
Yes.
So he thawed him out real quick. He must have, like, you know, put him on refrost real fast.
I guess, yeah.
You know, because it was like, you know, it was like literally 2 seconds later.
Well, later on we see like...
I'm in charge here.
We see with the warrior people that Sleestak, what's her name? Restak?
Restak.
She thaws out the warrior people like right quick. So, you know, there's a fast defrost setting.
Oh, there's a very fast defrost setting. So. Yeah, so yeah.
So yeah, so then like...
And then he's like, I'm in charge here, haha. Yeah,
and the doctor steps up and goes, oh, you're the leader. Basically, introductions all around. And the doctor is just like, you know what? This is an opportunity. This is, you know, two species, one planet. Or two hominids.
There's a cup.
Yeah. And so he's like, you know what? Let's all talk and let's all negotiate. And it's Amy and Nazarene represent the humans, and Eldaine represent the Homo reptilicus. The lizard people.
Yeah.
Basically, we don't hear what they're saying, but we see that it's like very frustrating negotiations. At one point, Amy just like slams her head on the table and. It goes on for a little while, and it's clearly like they're negotiating and
well, but before that even happened, the doctor's like, hey, you know, like goes back on the TV and it's like, hey, everything's cool down here. Hey, why don't you guys come down and bring Yala? Hey, great. Well, yeah. Come on down. We're going to send up a car for you.
And they're like, yeah, cool. We'll be right down. Yeah, so then they're negotiating and all that stuff. And obviously all the negotiations depend on the return of hostages.
Right.
Safely.
Exactly. We're going to have a hostage renegotiation exchange.
Hostage exchange, yes.
Right.
Yes. Same way that we're both on this podcast now. Do you want an elaborate hostage exchange and... I don't know what I was talking. I don't know where I was going with that. It's one of those things where you start a joke and then your brain says, yeah, I don't know what's going on. And it kind of abandons you.
Oh, I was going to do like one of those. I was going to do one of the jokes where it's just like, "Yes, yeah, Steve. No, I'm totally here." You know, or something.
Oh, you're going to do Stockholm, Stockholm totally, syndrome.
Exactly. Yeah. I love the place.
I think we'll just stick with the fact that we were cursed by witches, and that's why we have to do this podcast.
Oh,
what?
Why cursed by witches? Maybe given the opportunity.
Maybe it's a good witch.
It's a good curse.
There we go.
But curse just has bad connotations.
Yes.
So they show up, so they come on down, Ambrose, Tony, the Rory, and yeah, the dead girl, the dead lizard lady, come down.
There's a lot of lighting, lot of light in the underground city.
Right. Well, then when they show up with dead Ayala, it's just kind of like, oh, shit, negotiations over, Restat comes in, it's like, she does a little, like, you know, lizard wail.
She does.
Yeah, and she was, it was a nice whale. You felt like a little something for her. Oh, yeah,
a lizard whale. I think it's an interesting hybrid animal, too.
Watch out for its poison sting. Yeah,
didn't they go through, like, an underground, like, forest or garden or something?
Oh, that was, whatever.
But, yeah, so basically the doctor's like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, this is...
It's like, kill all the apes. We're going to go and kill them all. That's when she, like, starts defrosting everybody.
Yeah.
And she killed Dr. Malachi. And, like,
Basically, because the Dr. Malachi was just like, no, this is dumb. Just let the negotiations work. And I think it was even before she saw her dead sister that she killed the doctor. Or Dr. Malachi.
She needed a reason. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And, so, yeah, then they go... basically, there's bloodlust going on, and I think Eldane talks to the doctor, and they hash it out really quick, and they discover that, when Tony's down there now, and they realize that he's been zapped, he's been poisoned.
Right, but it's going to mutate him.
Because they have this thing where they cleanse people that we saw earlier.
Was making the doctor sick because he's not an ape.
Yeah, I think they were cleansing...
They could possibly fix Tony. It's going to take time, though. But Wicked Ambrose set the drill to drill down and basically destroy the city in 15 minutes.
She basically, like, you know, points a gun at their head and says, oh, we'll talk now. Yeah, she definitely, from murdering the hostage and to, like, threatening to murder everybody, she's definitely an unpleasant person.
I have a mother. Yeah. I have a mother protecting my baby. She was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't thinking about, she, even though she, like, probably realized she's doing the whole world, she didn't care.
No. So,
they couldn't stop the drill.
No, so basically they have, like, there's a countdown, and Amy is, like, counting down. She's basically shouting out numbers, you know.
That aren't involved with angels.
Yes. This time. At certain intervals, she's just saying numbers. She's counting down. And then basically, I think the cleansing thing, it removes everything that's not human out of you or something. Whatever it is. So Tony's going to do that. He's going to stay down there, and he's going to do it because he's basically like, no, this shit's going to mutate me. It's going to turn me, it's going to kill me, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Nazarene is just like, well, I'm going to stay with you.
Well, yeah, you know, basically what was going to happen is, like, Restak was going to send, like, all the warriors upstairs to, like,
some sort of alert.
Right, so what Eldane did is, like, Eldane's like, look, I can put everybody back to suspended animation by, like, putting out this, like, special gas that says, you got to go back or you're going to die.
A fumigation alarm or
pretty
something.
Pretty much. And he's like, and then we're going to, like, wait 1,000 years. How's that? If in 1,000 years, like, Earthlings will, like, talk about it. And they will, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know, right? But, like, you know, he's like, you know, 1,000 years. And, that's when Tony's like, you know what? Just Tony and Nazarene are going to suspend an animation.
Yeah.
And when they thaw out later, they'll fix them. And then they'll be together because Nazarene wants to, like, be there with him. And also, too, like, I think you pointed out the last time, this is her life's work. That the doctors can go upstairs and blow it up.
I think you might have pointed that out.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
I was giving you the credit.
That's okay. I think you did, though.
Okay.
That insight is not connected in any way to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so I don't think I would have said it.
Oh, there was something that you did connect to Buffy the Vampire. Is that why you brought it up, you son of a gun?
No, it wasn't, but I will. Anyway, it wasn't, but I will. Basically, like, gas is flooding. All the warrior people go back because there's an announcement saying, like, hey, unless you want to die, go back to your little sleepy pods.
Right. So the doctor's grabbing Mo and Ambrose. and Elliot. Yeah, because they thought out Elliot. And, like, you know, Rory and Amy, we got to get back to the TARDIS so we can go upstairs and, like, blow up the drill in time.
Because Elliot has a moment where he's basically like, oh, they're just people, too, or something. And so the doctor's like, ha-ha, look, the future!
Yeah.
You know?
He's better than whatever you are.
Yeah, well, the kid who has some empathy is better than the woman with a total lack of all empathy.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
For anyone who's not her family.
So he lets the family in the TARDIS, and then also...
What was Rory doing all this time? Was he just kind of hanging out?
No, Rory was there.
I know he's there, but, like, was he... I don't remember him, like...
Well, he carried, you know, Ayala down, and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's, you know, I don't know, at one point there's probably, like, 9 people in the room. Someone's got to lay back, and, you know...
That's true.
Rory just seems the kind of guy who kind of wants to blend in now and then.
Okay. You
know, he likes having his fiery redhead be, like, the talking...
He doesn't want to be seen. It's like we shouldn't even know he exists sometimes.
So where the TARDIS is, they're about to go in. He's like, and the doctor's like, oh my god, there's Amy's crack.
Well, the doctor is rushing everybody to the TARDIS. He's like, yeah, I know, bigger on the inside. Just get in there. And so they all rush in. The small family rush in, and then, they do notice that the crack, which I believe the doctor theorizes is a time implosion or explosion. I forget
which. Yeah, it's like some sort of crack in time.
And then some confusing shit happens. The doctor basically takes a handkerchief out of
the doctor wants to stay and investigate it. And everyone else is like, we should go.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, we got time. I want to investigate it.
Yeah.
He's like, something's in here. Right. He grabs a dirty hanky out of his pocket.
And that... handkerchief somehow protects him from the space-time crack, which has kill other people.
People get sucked in there.
In the Weeping Angels episode, we saw basically it's like, hey, Dale went over to investigate, and wait, no one named Dale is around here. Only Amy remembers him.
Yeah, but I think it was like they kind of like explained it off as like, you know, people who move a lot in time and space and stuff.
Yeah.
So the doctor's the most experienced one to move around in time and space.
Basically,
there.
People who have. Perspective.
It's, right.
Who
realized, he didn't have immunity per se.
Yeah, but they realized that there are different timelines and different worlds and you can travel in time. Like apparently it's some sort of immunity to the time crack.
Right.
So
but they're all like, we gotta go. The doctor's like, no.
Smoke all the time crack they want because they're immune.
Everyone likes Amy's time crack.
Yeah. So yeah, the doctor reaches in there and he's like, oh, there's something here, and he pulls it out and he's like, oh,
puts it away
in his pocket.
And now it's safe. We can all go inside safely.
Restak, with her dying breath, decides to fucking just shoot a gun and then...
She's going to shoot the doctor.
Fall down and die. Yeah, she's going to shoot the doctor and fall down and die.
Yeah, so the doctor died. So sad.
Roar. Of course, the doctor, who we've seen get shot before and has survived because he has, you know, 2 hearts.
They don't know that.
I know. Rory, of course, jumps in front because he's a heroic dumbass. Jumps in front and gets shot, and he's dying. And he looks up at Amy and is like, oh, you're so beautiful. And she's like, no, don't die. Still never actually just says, I love you, Rory, because, you know, she mentioned, like, I never told him that in the previous, I think, or the couple episodes ago with the, like, when they were delusional, when they were dreaming.
Oh, sure.
She's like, I never really told him. It's like, well, okay, you've had opportunities since then, have you? And then he dies. And then they can't get him, his body, into the TARDIS because the space-time crap... space-time crack goop.
It's kind of like expanding, and its tendrils are pulling Rory's body in.
Yeah, and so the doctor says, well, he will have no longer existed. And she's like, yeah, but I've traveled in time, so I'll remember him. And... the doctor's like, yeah, but he's too big, too much of a part of your story, so I don't think he will. And but think about him, because they run into the TARDIS, and the doctor's like, keep thinking about Rory, keep thinking about him, don't get distracted. And of course, we know she's going to get distracted. The TARDIS like hits a speed bump and throws them a couple feet to the side, and then the small family,
they all come out of like the back room.
Yeah, the Ambrose Moes.
Yeah.
They come in from the back room and it's like, oh, my God, this place is huge. Ha-ha. It's like, okay, you're in a spaceship and you're just
we took a dip in the pool.
You just wandered off. Like,
I know, right?
Yeah. It's basically like, we didn't want, the people who made the episode are like, we don't want them around right now. So we're just going to ignore them.
Right. Yeah. They're just here for comedic value and killing.
Yeah. So they, and they come back in and they see him and Amy's just like, she stands up. Oh, well, that was a close one. Ha ha.
Why is my face wet?
She clearly does not remember Rory at all. And the doctor is got a look on his face like he's sad.
Yeah, like when the TARDIS got jostled and Amy's engagement ring, which Rory had put back in there, fell.
That was contrived. That's why it was so contrived in the previous episode where he's like, I don't want you wearing your engagement ring when you go down to visit the lizard people.
Plot, plot.
Yeah, it was just, it was an odd...
Plotty McPlot plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't it disappear then? If, like, you know, Rory's been erased, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Like, there's a movie coming out soon, I think it's called Yesterday, where it's like basically everyone on the planet forgets the music of the Beatles except for one guy who obviously becomes famous because he starts singing Beatles songs on his own because no one else remembers them, they have existed. But it's like, so did, like, Wings exist? Do we still know who Ringo is? Like,
who's Ringo?
Exactly. It's just a weird, like, you know, I don't know.
It sounds weird.
You're just looking at me funny.
You know what I was going to say? I was like, yeah, I always thought the Beatles were kind of overrated. But, like, now it's like the thing to be like, oh, the Beatles are so overrated. I thought they were overrated before everyone else thought they were overrated, okay? I was like a trendsetter. I am not a follower. I'm just saying.
So should we get you a Hams and a shot of Malort so you could be a true hipster?
Let me put on my flannel.
Yeah. So, yeah, so then basically they get to the service and they release the family out into the wild. You know, they've been They've been tagged so they can track them later. And then, you know, and then they look up and they see across the ridge or the little valley.
Amy and the doctor are sitting there.
No, just Amy.
No, Amy and the doctor are like over there.
And so they see Amy like waving at them, and she's like, "Oh, there I am! Ha ha!"
Like I saw myself earlier. Yes. Hey,
is there some? What's that? I saw
someone. Oh yeah, baby, it's me.
And the doctor's like, "Ah, shit!" And just brings her back into the TARDIS, and more adventures
are gonna happen.
So the thing there's a character on Angel that was consumed the Buffy spinoff that was consumed by a demon. And it consumed their entire soul. Like, there was nothing left of their existence. And that kind of bugged me, like, because it was like, there's, in that show, there are souls that live on and whatever. Like, so this one character isn't even granted that. It's like they never existed. And so now, Rory never existed. And that's like, it's such a slap to the face. Like, this is a character we cared about, and now he never existed at all.
See, but what's confusing to me about that, because even like when we were talking on Sunday, I think you brought that up. Now, what's her name?
Oh, the character was Fred.
Fred. No, but Fred's vessel was still there.
Yes.
So Fred's existence...
In her memories.
Right. But so Fred wasn't erased from time. Her soul was consumed.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, whatever. I get that, but like... The Fred, there was still a Fred.
Yes.
It's now a demon creature that inhabits Fred's memories.
It's wearing a Fred suit.
Right, exactly. But it's like this one, like Rory's just gone.
I know.
It's not just like Amy won't remember him. The whole world doesn't remember
him. Only the doctor will remember him.
Right, exactly.
And it's just, it's weird. And it's because they obviously have this, like, time implosion crack with shrapnel or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because that's what it was. The doctor looked, and it was a piece of the TARDIS.
Yeah.
That's what he pulled out of this crack. An exploded piece of the car. Well, you know, Amy's...
And he called it, yeah, he called it, like, there, or referred to it as maybe shrapnel or... I don't know. But, yeah, or maybe the piece of the TARDIS was shrapnel. But anyway, yeah, so...
Implying that somehow the TARDIS exploded or something.
Yeah, and so, yeah, so Rory never existed. And so it's just a weird way to work around the fact that, like, how does someone never exist or whatever if in a show about time travel? You have to make it so they don't exist. You can't just kill someone because it's basically like, well, Rory is an overall a minor player, so is his death a fixed point in time? And they even use the phrase fixed point in time earlier in this episode. Because the doctor is like, no, this isn't a fixed point in time. And that's when he talks to Eldane about going back to sleep for 1,000 years.
Oh, so are you theorizing that they could have like gone back like an extra minute and stopped Rory from getting killed, but he chose not to? Or has Rory already just like his existence has been wiped out?
That's the thing is I think with this specific device of the all-absorbing time crack. They get around the fact that, like, why can't we just go back in time a few minutes and kill Restak from, you know, before she crawls around that corner, you know? You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah, so the Doctor, I mean, he brought up the idea of fixed points in time again.
But again, like you said, it's like it was established. This is not a fixed point in time.
But also, he's been erased from existence. So there are no points in time where Rory exists. So, yeah.
My brain hurts.
Okay.
Too much brain action going on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
So, yeah, that's all. Oh, yeah, and at the very beginning of the episode, there was a narrator that was Eldane, and he narrated at the end, basically saying, like, well, I'll see y'all in 1,000 years. And,
oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like, are we really going to get better, that much better, in 1,000 years, human beings?
Oh, no.
Or is more of the world going to be underwater, and we're going to be, like, super viruses are going to have wiped out most of the human population?
Yeah, I was going to say, I assume by then it will be overpopulated, and we'll have destroyed ourselves somehow, and then we'll be back. We'll be apes again, so it'll be kind of, like, easier to kill us.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But Restak's gone, so, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, but...
And Alea, so, you know.
Plenty of other, like, little squeaky bum time things happen then.
Oh my god, when did he say squeaky bum time? I forgot that. I think I even, when we were watching, told you to write that down.
I'm looking at my notes right now.
Yeah, squeaky bum time. The Doctor says squeaky bum time at some point, and that's a weird fucking
thing. I think it was like at the very end where it's like, hey, Doctor, don't look at the crack. We need to go. Oh, squeaky bum time, huh? Or I think he might have said it back in the room before, like they. But he said it 2 times though.
Yeah, well,
super squeaky bum time. He said
squeaky bum time and then super squeaky bum time, and I don't remember the context, but it was just an odd thing to say.
You know, who doesn't love a little squeaky bum time?
I if I knew what it was.
Well, you should open your mind more, Steve. I don't know. Broaden your horizons.
Broaden my horizons to maybe have my bum squeak.
Squeaky, squeaky. Let's see. Eldane.
Stuff.
Yeah. Eldane was Stephen Moore. Just like, he's old.
Ronald D. Moore's grandfather.
He wishes. He was in the. His voice appeared in the original Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy TV show.
Really?
Yeah. No, he voiced Marvin the Paranoid Android.
Oh,
and then
sweet.
He was also the whale that appeared. The whale that appeared out of nowhere that, like, was like, oh, what's this giant thing that I'm approaching? It's friendly. I wonder if it'll be my friend. Splat!
Yeah. I think that's when the improbability drive turns nuclear weapons into...
Oh, that's right!
A bucket? No.
A flower pot?
A flower pot filled with petunias and a whale. I just read it recently, and we're spoiling all sorts of shit tonight.
And we are. And also, he was in the Captain Picard Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Which we just watched over Christmas.
We did.
For your movie marathon.
For our Christmas movie marathon party. I don't remember. It wasn't...
he wasn't a major character. Yeah. He's titled... Or his...
Well, I wouldn't have recognized him because unless there was a lizard man in a Christmas Carol that I don't remember.
But no, he was credited as Third Broker. Because remember we saw,
Winston Churchill was
in
it.
Yes, we saw Winston Churchill in that also, but he was a little more recognizable.
Yeah.
Even though he was wearing his, like, you know, his girly old people wig from back then.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah.
That's it. Because we talked about, because it was the second part.
Yeah, and
we talked about almost everything in the first part.
And we did... In order just to, like, remind myself of what happened a little bit, I read the Wikipedia page plot synopsis for this and just happened to, I don't know how it happened, but clicked on the woman who played Ambrose, and she has, like, 2 total credits. Like, she's been in, like, nothing else. And so this was not, like, a big guest star heavy one.
Like, oh, yeah, I know. Like, if they don't really have anything. Like, I had started to write down, okay, because Richard Hope plays Dr. Malika. And I didn't find anything interesting in his IMDb page, so I had crossed him out on my notes.
I have to admit, though, I also clicked on the woman who played Alaya and Restak, and I noticed that she's got Doctor Who in her credits and other, but with a different name. So I quickly closed that page.
Well, I think I've...
And then I realized, like, why I make you do trivia and not me, because I don't want to be spoiled on
Right. Sheep. I think I remember, like, saying it in the past. I even, you know, I'm like, we'll see her again.
Yeah. Well, I thought you meant the character.
We'll see...
Well, maybe we'll see the character. Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
But, yeah, so, yeah, I liked Rory. I'm assuming that we're going to get Rory back. We're either going to get Rory back or Amy is somehow going to get her memories of Rory back. That's my theory. Not in the next episode, but in an episode in the future.
I'm not asking you, Steve.
No, you're not asking me. You're also not answering me.
You know what? Well, look, Steve, something shiny.
Yeah.
Anything else about this episode then, Steve?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I think, we've talked for a lot less time, but that's because we've had a lot less beer.
We have. But hey, do I have a vague recollection of viewer mail?
Yes, you do. Oh. Do you want me to
That would be your fucking cue.
Oh, I know. So.
Oh, moron.
I know. I was... kidding.
Oh, okay.
So,
good bit.
Yeah, so podcast intern, our old friend, friend of the show, Tim, emailed in.
Timmy.
He was talking about, he emailed in once with, like, so noticed there were some high-pitched noises in one of the recent episode, and it was just a technical glitch that I couldn't fix.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, we had another technical glitch I couldn't fix, so we're re-recording today, so... but then also he sent in another email and said, in 71, episode 71, the various parts of Amy's Choice, Amy Goes to Rehab, were a riot. That's a spinoff I'd like to see for sure. Do you remember this?
I haven't. I'm a few episodes behind on my re-listenings.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
And I don't.
Yeah.
It sounds like something we would do.
I vaguely remember that we made Amy Winehouse jokes about her Amy Winehouse song. I don't want to go to rehab. Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know.
I think I remember, like, you know, making about, like, well, Amy's choice was not to have that baby or something.
I don't know if you did, but yeah, because she didn't have that baby. She woke up.
Right. Exactly.
So, and then he said the brown stick that the Buffy Legos are holding were supposed to be from the iconic photo with the vampire stake in her hand. For some reason, Lego doesn't make realistic stakes for impaling vampire hearts. Wimps. I remember this because he sent in, like, where I was the master and, like, there were a bunch of Buffys around because, like, Buffy had that master ability to be.
Right. That's why I wasn't in the picture at all. So I think I forgot it.
Buffy was, like, the master where she was everybody, and I assumed I was, like, a Giles figure trying to, like.
Uh-huh.
But I think I knew there were stakes, but I got thrown, I think, because you complained about how thin my Lego figure was in this photo shot.
I remember that.
I was just thrown. Like, I don't know. It's a Lego. It's whatever. It's not a normal Lego. It looked like, whatever. But yeah, I remember. It was like the first season DVD covers. Do you want to just go watch some Buffy? Or?
No.
Okay. Just one? Okay.
Focus.
So then he wrote, keep warm out there, boys. I think the lowest ever gotten Chicago year in my Chicago years was minus 15. You're beating that this year. And then he wrote in quotes, it's cold enough out there to freeze your Winnebago, which I don't know what that's from.
I think that's code for your dick.
I don't know. But I assumed it was a movie quote.
Or maybe he was a Winnebago. I mean, like, I remember, like, when you said that, I'm like, wait, you buried the lead.
Yeah.
Tim used to live in Chicago?
Apparently.
And then I was kind of like, Tim, I want details. Yeah. I want to know what happened, what neighborhood. And then, like, also, too, it's like, don't say you lived in Chicago and end up you lived in, like, you know, Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah.
Because that ain't Chicago. But, like, I don't know. Are you trying to, like, look at the Winnebago quote or something?
Oh, it's about Muppet Family Christmas. Oh, I guess it was a Muppet movie.
Oh, see, he knows you better than he knows me.
Muppet quote.
What?
I don't know if I've seen the Muppet Family Christmas.
Oh.
I've seen...
I thought it was like a Muppet Christmas Carol you're talking about.
No, no. It says Muppet Family Christmas. I don't know.
All right. So, yeah. So, it is a
anyway,
quote. So, well, thanks for the email,
Thank you
Tim.
For the email, Tim.
Email, I want to know... I want to know more details. Tim.
Like when and where he lived?
Yeah, because now you live like in San Diego and it's all like warm and shit.
Yeah, it was cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was that before we had the basically 40 below, 50 below wind chill? I think
it was,
when it
was all in the news that it might have been like the day when it was negative 44 or something and our work was canceled. Both of us.
Oh, yeah. Canceled. That was fun.
Yeah, and it was, my work was canceled on a Wednesday and a Thursday, so going back on Friday, it was weird. It felt like Monday morning, but Friday afternoon and the same day. And, I had a midweek weekend. Anyway, enough weather talk.
How can people contact us?
They can email drunkterwho@gmail.com or reach out to us on Twitter at drunkterwho or at srdahlin. That's me. What? Why are you counting?
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Oh, rate, review, subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe. We would appreciate that. That's it.
Also, too, we have the thing that we're going to like talk about on the next episode. Hey, Steve. Oh, shit. What's Vincent and the Doctor?
Vincent and the Doctor. Well, okay, so.
Briefly.
Amy is, Amy believes that she's single. So the doctor is wary because he remembers that Amy tried to awkwardly jump his bones earlier. And so he's trying to keep things as professional as possible. And they go to Earth 72. I don't know. It's just like the 72nd iteration of Earth. They're terraforming. I don't know.
Okay.
For those of you keeping track of my use of numbers in this shit, that's Carlton Fisk's number when he was with the White Sox. I might have used that one recently. I don't remember.
Sports.
So they go there and basically Amy runs into a guy and there's flirtation and all this other stuff. And the doctor basically has to figure out a contrived way because he's already got a plan working on how to get either Rory back or Rory's memories back. So he's got to keep Amy away from this dude. And Amy's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Is his name
Vincent? What the hell's... Yes. And what the hell's wrong with you? And basically the doctor finally at the end of the episode breaks down and has a heart-to-heart with Amy going, look, you were engaged. You were in love. We assume you never told the guy, apparently. But you were in love and you were engaged. You had a life together. You were going to get married like tomorrow. But he was accidentally erased from time and I'm trying to fix it. And I will fix it. I promise I'll fix it. And so he's really like driving that point home and...
It's just like, Captain Buzzkill, I just want to get boned.
Kind of, but then it's kind of like rocks her, like, wait, what? This is a possibility when you travel with a doctor that, like, the love of your life, or at least your...
This has gone strangely serious.
Or at least the starter marriage you were going to have.
Okay, thank you.
Gets yanked out of existence. It went strangely serious because I think at the end, he's going to reveal what happened in the episode we just watched now. 100% of what I just said is wrong.
Probably.
So, yeah.
So, that's pretty much what's not going to happen on the next episode, people. So,
The first time we recorded this, we had several Lagunitas and a couple of Goose Island IPAs.
And what kind of shot did we have?
Oh, my God. Vodka and rum mixed together.
Vodka?
Oh,
God. You called it?
Mistakenly. But today we've just had one Miller Lite because we're going to try to record another episode.
That's correct.
Let's go and...
And from the Drunkter Who recording studio, I've been John.
And I'm still at my dining room table.
Well, we started at my house.
That's true.
And now we're here. Maybe we should have gotten that Winnebago that Tim was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Muppet Winnebago.
Muppet right. Winnebago.
All right, we're done.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Wait, so goblins, what?
Half man, half plant, a goblin's favorite food.
It's from Labyrinth.
It's from Troll 2.
Why do you keep bringing up Troll 2? You love this movie so much.
No, I watched it recently for the first time, and it's insane. And I don't think I've brought it up on the podcast before.
Oh, okay, maybe we just talked about it.
I think we just talked about it.
At IRL.
Yes.
I'm with it.
And, oh my God, everybody needs to see the movie. I think it's on Amazon Prime, but I'm not sure. But if, even if you have to rent it for like $2 or $3, it's worth seeing because it is legitimately like the worst movie I've ever seen, but in a good way.
And like they went out to make a legitimately bad movie, right?
No.
Oh, they wanted to make art?
Well, they just wanted to make a movie, and it was an Italian writer, director, producer who didn't really understand English that well.
Oh.
So that's why, and weren't from America, so it's America. Why some of the things are just weird, and yeah.
Were they like speaking like weird stilted like English that only foreign people through a Babelfish translator can make?
No, but, well, they did say things like half man, half plant, a goblin's favorite food. Like,
oh, well, there you go.
And there's a seduction scene that involves a corn cob turning into popcorn.
It's, that could happen.
That's my favorite part. It's fucking insane, and everybody needs to see it.
Like the first Resident Evil game was like, you know, it's like they went up to a character, and it's like, you, the master of unlocking, have unlocked, you know, it was just kind of like, oh my God. That was like when they would have like weird little like videos of the people just kind of like going like, oh, and here's Laura. And she'd like do the little thing with her chin, like, ah,
yeah,
you know, sort of thing. It's like, and here's Barry, and Barry's like scowling at you, you know, but well, like Barry real was, people,
yeah,
you know, I don't remember those, the names, you know, correct us in the comments.
No, Barry was a prick.
Yeah. Well, you know.